Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that, let's face it, touches every single one of our lives. Every single day. Energy. We're going to be focusing specifically on fossil fuels, kind of unpacking some of the arguments that we see floating around out there.
Sounds good.
We found this really interesting YouTube video that we wanted to break down for you all. It's called The True Fossil Fuel Crisis from the Mrs. Media channel.
Yeah, this one was a really interesting take. It really kind of turns the usual story on its head.
It does. It basically argues that the real crisis isn't necessarily about using fossil fuels, but maybe it's about trying to move away from them too quickly.
Exactly. They kind of flip the script on the whole fossil fuel crisis thing.
So how do they justify that argument? What's their reasoning there?
Well, they start off by building this idea of what they call energy abundance. Their point is that, you know, throughout history, what has really allowed human progress to flourish has been easy access to energy, to power all the things that make our lives better.
It makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, our agriculture, our transportation, healthcare, all of it, it runs on energy.
Right. And they argue that, especially in the last 100 years or so, fossil fuels have been the main source of that abundance that we've been enjoying.
Okay, so what is it about fossil fuels specifically that makes them such a good fit for this energy abundance idea?
So they lay out 4 key qualities that make fossil fuels so effective. They call them affordability, reliability, versatility, and scalability.
Could break those down for me a little bit.
Sure. So first, you've got affordability. Fossil fuels, generally speaking, are relatively cheap compared to people's incomes. This makes them accessible to a lot more people around the world.
That makes sense. I mean, we all feel it when gas prices go up, but overall, it's still something that most people can afford.
Right. Then there's reliability, meaning that we can pretty much count on fossil fuels to be there when we need them. You flip a switch, you get electricity, you need to fill up your car, there's gas at the station.
It's consistent, right? It's not something that's like spotty or unreliable.
Exactly. Then there's versatility. Fossil fuels can power a huge range of things. We're talking everything from cars and airplanes to factories to the device you're using to listen to this podcast right now. It's incredibly versatile.
So we're not just talking about keeping the lights on. It's running all sorts of different technologies.
Exactly. And the final quality is scalability. Basically, this means that fossil fuels are pretty easy to transport and store. You can ship oil and gas all over the world, build pipelines, set up storage facilities and all that. It's a global system.
So it's like having this huge interconnected network that can deliver energy to pretty much anywhere it's needed.
Precisely. And it's interesting because, you know, you often hear that we're running out of fossil fuels, that the end is near and all that. But the video actually points out something kind of surprising.
What's that?
They say that the U.S. actually has more known oil reserves today than it did back in 1977.
Whoa, wait a minute. Really? I mean, we've been using oil for so long. How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's the point they're trying to make. They argue that technology has advanced so much, things like fracking and horizontal drilling, that we can now access oil reserves that were previously out of reach.
So the idea that we're imminently running out of oil might be a bit of an exaggeration, at least for now.
That's what this video is suggesting, yeah. But then that brings us back to their main argument, their whole idea of what the real fossil fuel crisis is.
Okay, so if it's not about physically running out of fuel, then what is it? What's the problem they're highlighting?
Their argument is that the real crisis is being created by the push to move away from fossil fuels, especially in developed countries like the U.S. and Europe.
So they're saying that by trying to move away from fossil fuels, we're actually causing more problems than we're solving.
Well, they're not saying that green energy is bad. Their point is that this shift, while it might have good intentions, is creating a kind of artificial scarcity problem.
I see. So it's less about the fuels themselves and more about the speed and maybe the way we're going about this transition.
Yeah, it's like they're saying we can't just abandon fossil fuels overnight without having viable alternatives that are ready to take over on a large scale. And they're especially concerned about the impact this is having on developing countries.
Right, because a lot of developing countries are still working to achieve that level of energy abundance that we were talking about.
Exactly. The video actually gives a pretty stark example. They talk about how energy rationing in some parts of Africa is actually limiting access to medical care.
That's scary. So if hospitals can't even get a reliable energy supply, that obviously has a huge ripple effect on people's health and well-being.
And they're arguing that this push away from fossil fuels without having those reliable alternatives in place is contributing to these kinds of problems. Kind of a trade-off, right?
Yeah, it's really complex. It's like you're trying to solve one problem, but you might be creating another one in the process.
Right. And this kind of leads to a big question that the video just briefly touches on, but it's something that we've all probably wondered about. Can those green alternatives, things like solar, wind, geothermal, can they really step up and fill the gap? Can they provide the same level of energy abundance that we've become accustomed to with fossil fuels?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's talking about renewables, but can they really deliver on that promise of a clean energy future without sacrificing reliability or affordability?
Well, the video doesn't really go into too much detail about green alternatives in this particular episode. They say that they're going to tackle that topic in their next video.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to stay tuned for that. But it definitely leaves us with something to think about, right? I mean, if those alternatives can't provide the same level of affordability, reliability, versatility, and scalability, then what does that mean for our energy future? Is it even possible to make this transition without some pretty serious trade-offs?
Those are the tough questions that we all have to grapple with. I think this video does a good job of laying out some of the complexities of this issue.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, thinking about it in the context of our own community here, it makes you wonder how these global trends are going to play out locally. What's going to happen to our energy costs? What kind of infrastructure changes are we going to need to make? And how can we make sure that everyone in our community has access to affordable, reliable energy, regardless of what the future holds?
Those are all great points. It really underscores the need for us to be informed, engaged citizens. You know, we need to understand these issues so we can participate in the conversations that are shaping our energy future, both locally and globally. We need to think about the impact this will have on our own community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely. So let's recap for a minute. What have we learned today? Well, we've explored the idea that fossil fuels have played a huge role in human progress, providing that energy abundance that allows us to live the way we do. We talked about those four key qualities that make fossil fuels so effective: their affordability, reliability, versatility, and scalability.
Right. And we learned that the idea of us running out of fossil fuels anytime soon might be a bit of an oversimplification.
Yeah. And maybe the bigger concern is how we manage this transition to alternative energy sources in a way that doesn't create more problems than it solves.
Especially for those who are still trying to gain access to that baseline level of energy abundance that many of us take for granted.
And it all circles back to the big question. Can green alternatives really step up and provide the same level of energy abundance without those trade-offs that we talked about? Something to ponder as we all move forward, right?
Definitely. And be sure to check out the next video from Mrs. Media. They said they're going to dig deeper into green alternatives, so we'll have to see what they have to say about that.
Absolutely. And for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, remember, you can support our work by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link will be in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next time.